This is Health Dose, a podcast from My Michigan Health focusing on different issues related to your health. Our topic today is female pelvic prolapse. Here to help with that is Dr. Thomas Minnick. Dr. Minnick specializes in obstetrics and gynecology and sees patients at My Michigan Obstetrics and Gynecology on the campus of My Michigan Medical Center, West Branch. So Dr. Minnick, let's start today by simply asking, what is female pelvic prolapse?
In the female pelvis, it can be divided up into three different compartments or areas. The first would be the anterior compartment, then the apical compartment, and the posterior compartment. The anterior compartment would consist of the organs such as the urethra and the bladder. The apex of the vagina would consist of the uterus, and if that uterus is absent, then the vagina. And then finally, the posterior compartment consists of the rectum. Prolapse is essentially a dropping of the organ in that compartment. The organs are held in place by muscles and connective tissue, and when there's failure in those tissues, then the organ can prolapse such that you would have a bladder falling out of the vagina. Specifically for the apical compartment, it would be the uterus dropping or the top of the vagina falling out. And then finally, in the posterior compartment, would be the rectum bulging into the vagina.
And so what are the causes that lead to some of the things you're discussing right there?
The biggest cause would be childbirth. Then you also have menopausal status, lack of estrogen. Age also has a major impact, as well as genetics. From a lifestyle, heavy lifting, patients who work on the assembly line are lifting 15-pound objects 100, 200 times a day. Chronic constipation where they're bearing down, that puts pressure on the pelvic floor. And then finally, someone who has a medical condition such as a chronic cough from asthma, COPD, chronic smoking, all those forces in the abdomen that push on the pelvic floor will cause the organs to fall down.
Dr. Thomas Minnick is with us from My Michigan Medical Center West Branch talking about female pelvic prolapse today. You just started to touch on some symptoms there too as a part of our question about causes. What are some other symptoms that patients may be feeling and think, okay, this might be for me?
The biggest thing that I've heard over my career is they feel something in their vagina, a bulging, a fullness. As they shower, they can feel something coming down. So that's probably the biggest that something is happening is they can feel something. Another complaint would be they have trouble completely draining their bladder. They can't get all the urine out. No matter how hard they push and the more they push, less comes out. Another complaint would be this, the same thing with stool evacuating during a bowel movement. They can't get all the stool out. And then I would say the last biggest complaint would be just a lower back pain, just pressure.
And are there multiple types of female pelvic prolapse that you
sure.
work with?
Sure. As we mentioned earlier, we had talked about the different compartments. So in the process of evaluating the pelvis, patients can just have the bladder coming out and that's it. And most times patients will think it's their bladder, but then during an examination, you can actually see that it's the uterus coming down as well. Or most of the time, it's a combination of all three things, where you have the bladder coming down, the uterus, and even the rectum bulging into the vagina.
And so for yourself and the folks that work with you at My Michigan Medical Center West Branch, how do you go about diagnosing it when patients come in for a checkup?
The very first thing is what we were alluding to earlier is just starting with a history and asking what symptoms they have. And based on the symptoms that they're complaining, you can figure out what you're going to see on exam. And the only way to examine is a physical exam. And so we would have the patient in laying on her back on the table and then with a speculum assess what I'm actually looking at. And with proper thorough evaluation, you can differentiate between, is it the bladder? Is it the uterus? As I mentioned earlier, if the uterus is gone, then it's the top of the vagina that bulges down, and then finally the rectum. So each one of those compartments need to be looked at to figure out what the problem is, because then the treatment is based on what the actual symptom or what they actually have on exam.
And so doctor, you again, talking about the treatments now and leading into what becomes maybe the ultimate question for some folks that are dealing with some of these issues is what will happen when I do go in? What does treatment look like for me if I'm suffering from some prolapse?
What I have found over the last 24 years of doing this is patients are just, they're a little scared as to what's this bulge, what's coming out of me. And after the examination is done and I'm able to find out what exactly is wrong, treatment is very simple. I like to keep things in threes because I can only remember three things of anything. The first one is don't do anything. as long as you can urinate and get the urine out and don't have chronic bladder infections, because with a prolapsed bladder, there is the possibility that they're not completely draining the bladder, which then could lead to urinary tract infections and higher tract infections. So as long as they can drain their bladder and as long as they can get the stool out, then you don't have to do anything. One of the problems, though, with prolapse is that the tissue can dry out and it can crack and it can bleed and form ulcers. So for a patient who was just relieved they don't have cancer or something terrible is happening and they don't have to do anything, what I'd recommend is just keeping that tissue nice and healthy. For patients who they're happy with that answer, but they just don't like the symptoms of the bulge, then you can offer physical therapy. The hope is that by strengthening the muscles, it may help that prolapse reduce and not be so obvious to them. Or the other option would be what's called a pessary. And it's a device that fits inside the vagina and pushes everything back in place. The analogy that I use to help describe what a pessary is like is analogous to a woman wearing a bra. If they want support, they put the bra on. If they don't want support, then they don't need to wear a bra. Same thing with the pessary. If they're just having a day in front of the fireplace reading a book, then they don't need to put the pessary in. If they're going to be out doing different things and they want that extra support, then the pessary can be put in. With the pessary, most patients can manage it on themselves. They can take it out, clean it, put it back in. For some of my older patients who physically can't do it or choose not to do it, then that's something they would come into the office for a quick appointment, and I would take it out, inspect the tissue to make sure it's healthy, put the pessary back in, and they're back on their way out in 15 minutes. Very straightforward, very easy to use. And in fact, I tend to talk a lot of patients out of surgery, which is the final treatment, because, you know, operations have risks. And if you don't need to undergo those risks, or if the benefits are outweighed by the risks, then we have an alternative, which is a pessary. Most in the past, pessaries were meant for great grandma who was in the nursing home who had a prolapsed uterus and nobody wanted to deal with her, so they just throw a pessary in and leave her on her own. What I found in our society right now, that everyone is so busy, no one has time for an operation, doesn't want to take time off. You know, here in Michigan, we only get a couple nice weeks of weather, and patients want to be gardening or working on their yard, and they don't want to be laid up for an operation. So pessaries are a great way to get the symptomatic relief without taking the risks of operating, the recovery time, and the healing phase. The final option, though, is if they want to do something, they've tried the pessary, didn't like it, or they want something more definitive, then that's where we get into surgical correction. What I try to do is, again, based on the physical exam where you find out which organ is failing, then we address all the organs that have prolapse, whether it be the bladder, the uterus, the vagina, or the rectum. It's a custom operation where you custom tailor fixing the problems in such a way that everything goes back to where it belongs.
So Dr. Minnick, last thing then is, what in the stage do patients start to see you, and is there a referral needed? How can they start to get treatment for this?
It's never too early and it's never too late to be evaluated. If a patient feels that she has something going on, what I've found in my experience is it's just the understanding of what it is and the relief that it's nothing bad. So whether the patient has a small bulge or everything is falling out, like I said, it's never too early or too late. Most patients just want to know that they're okay and there's nothing wrong. And then they move on to, well, how can you fix it? So if a patient has an issue, they are always welcome to come to my office. We're definitely taking new patients and seeing anybody who needs the help that they're looking for.
Again, a special thank you to Dr. Thomas Minnick on this edition of Health Dose, a podcast from My Michigan Health focusing on different issues related to your health. As always, if you have health concerns, you should check in with your primary care provider. If you need help finding a primary care provider, go to mymichigan.org/doctors.